The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. We are live from the Marriott Sawgrass Resort, Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida, right here in the heart of what I call heaven, because my favorite place on earth, my favorite tournament of the year, is occurring right outside our windows here in the gorgeous Marriott Sawgrass Resort, the Players' Championship, the 2018 edition, and the last time it will be played, or the final round will be played, on Mother's Day as we move back in 2019 to March, where the tournament was originally designed to be played. Those conditions will change the entire world of golf for these guys at the Players' Championship. It's going to make it a lot different, and looking forward to that. But we're looking forward to this week. Great field here. We'll get into that a little later. But first, let me introduce some good friends of mine and part of the Golf Talk America crew on the road again after the Masters, the RBC, now the Players' Championship, from Secret Golf, Miss Diane Knox.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Really happy to be here. And, you know, you say it's your favorite tournament, mine as well. We've been very lucky because we've been to the Masters, the RBC Heritage, which we did say we loved as well, and now the Players' Championship. And the buzz is really starting to get going now.
It is. The excitement's starting to go. The pairings came out, and there's one pairing that we'll talk about in a minute that, wow, it's going to make a big difference on Thursday and Friday. But not to leave him out of this, because if we did, he'd jump in anyway. My good friend, and I say that I really believe it, you know. I do believe it. My buddy, Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort. Hey, pal.
Just seeing if this thing works.
You're so mean.
You're so mean.
I was about to say, I can feel the love between you two, and then he does
it's
that.
Good.
Oh, it's like brotherly love. Yes. We mess with each other and have a good time. Brendan, thank you for being here to co-host the show with us and give the Medina Chicagoland insights, even though you live in Orlando and work out of French Lick, Indiana. And have you been to Stark, Florida before?
I've been by there.
Never inside the prison itself.
No,
okay,
gotcha. No, but
okay. Just saying.
I did. I was a mule for a while.
Okay, it's okay. Never mind.
But yeah.
Oh goodness, Diane Knox. We have the accent from Scotland.
Scotland,
yes, indeed. Actually, Brendan and I have spent a large proportion of our prep time this morning looking at maps of Scotland
and Chicago.
Yeah, and Ireland and Wales.
Yeah,
and
sure.
We've been traveling the world this morning.
I've together.
Most of my prep time this morning rewiring the system with a lot of help from the Secret Golf technical team.
That's the secret.
That's the secret to it. It is. But absolutely. We're great to have
hey,
you guys.
Hey, what does this do?
Great. Don't touch that. Great to have you guys here. And we're going to have a good time. We're going to have some special guests today. We're going to bring on the general manager of the Marriott Sawgrass.
This is a great hotel. But
oh, yeah. And our host for the week for Golf Talk America and Secret Golf. Coming from Brendan Sweeney, who runs a pretty nice operation in French Lick, Indiana.
682 keys in the southern.
Yeah, man.
Part of the Hoosier National Forest.
To compliment this hotel, that's a fine compliment.
Well, we do have one thing in common.
What is that?
A Pete Dye golf course.
You do. There's Pete Dye out the window and Pete Dye for years.
And the Alice and Pete Tavern downstairs.
Which we went to last night, did
and
we
I
not?
Went back to last
you
night.
Went back. Last night, Diane, let me tell you what we did. You guys had to go do some whatever. Y'all left us, and probably a smart thing to have done.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. We decided that we'd have a few more cocktails.
Okay.
And here at the Marriott. And then we decided that we would go straight over to Nona Blue.
Transportation provided by the
Marriott Sawgrass. which was great. So we go to Nona Blue. We're having dinner. Great table. Put us right in the corner. Big round table overlooking the water.
And if you want to like go someone who drops more names in any amount of time, it's Frank Best.
I can do it. Well, but it's true. Anyway, so Bill Bona comes over. Of course, Bill's Graham's partner. Owns Nona Blue. And
two. Nona Blues.
Two Nona Blues, yeah. The thing of it is, Bill came over to see us, but it was after we had paid the tab, which upset me.
That was going to be my question. Did you get a free meal?
No. It was $400. But it was good.
I was going to say, what did you eat? But the question is, how much did you drink?
No, we had several bottles of wine.
Okay.
That's several, too.
Each. Anyway.
Part of me is glad I went home.
Shout out to my friend who just walked up and sat down. He's been with us at the RBC, at the Masters.
America's guest.
Our buddy, Bucky Buchanan. Hey, bud. Thanks for stopping by the show.
How's the market today?
We do not want to hear about the market. I don't. I'm okay right now. I know. I'm in good humor right now. So, hey guys, the group, it's the featured group tomorrow, Thursday. Who is it? It's Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and Ricky Fowler. What do you think? There's going to be a herd moving around this golf course.
Well, that's the beauty of the golf course in itself. It's set up in a stadium-type view where you really don't have to move too often. And TV sets are set up everywhere. They have the big jumbotrons.
Oh, yeah.
And with social media cooking, mm-hmm. PGA Live is right there. You can download the app.
PGA Tour Live.
PGA Tour Live.
Download the app, PGA Tour Live. You can also listen to some other great content on pgatour.com/podcasts, which has Mark Immelman Show on the Mark, John Swantek, Talk of the Tour, the web.com featured show, and our play-by-play, which is free on all the tours. iPod or iPad, Android, digital apps.
Yeah, everything.
Everything. We're everywhere. Wherever you want to be.
You just talking there about the course being that stadium setup. Have you seen that they don't have any stands on the first tee this year?
No, didn't know.
Yeah, so they took them down. Yeah,
what they want is people to sit on the grassy bank. So they took down that stand.
Well, that's
on the
what
first.
We used to do.
Yeah, which I drove up the other day and saw it and really liked it.
And on 18, we used to do that. Remember, you had the bleach. I don't know if you saw that, Diane, years ago when this first opened. When I was here, we had just bleachers out of grass. It was just a railroad tie, bleacher.
Lovely.
And it was just great. So you're sitting out enjoying nature. Pete designed this course.
It's just same as ours. Our ninth, 7, 8, 9 on our front
side.
You
sit on the grass.
17, 16, 17, 18. It's all grass berms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great.
Stadium golf.
Yeah, it's going to look good.
There's a lot of buzz going on. I mean, it's pretty exciting. We went over to the media center yesterday.
Yep.
Ran into some friends, and then a buddy of yours, who is the PR, I guess, for Massage Envy, official tour partner, took us into the Massage Envy trailer.
Wow.
And then gave us cards for free Massage Envy massages and stretches and all that. That was pretty sweet.
It's all Golf Talk America.
No, it isn't. He just saw how I was walking. That was fun, though.
It was fun.
What was his name? I've forgotten his
George.
Name. George.
O'Neill.
O'Neill. Give him a shout-out. George O'Neill. Thank you, George O'Neill. Unlike LSU and Arkansas yesterday on the show, which we confused. But anyway, so Diane, what did you guys do yesterday?
So yesterday we, doing some stuff for Secret Golf.
Right.
Elk, being the founder of the company, he's not here this year, but he's won the players twice before. So he was giving me work to do yesterday. But we have a lot of our players in the field. So at Secret Golf, we have tour players that are assigned to us, and we have their instruction online.
Right.
If you go to secretgta.com, you can get the links and take it from there. But we're catching up with our players. And yesterday, a lot of them were starting to arrive on the range, hitting some balls, warming up. And we were joined by Ryan Palmer and Jason Kokrak. So they came over and had
Jason
a little
Kokrak.
Chat. Kokrak.
I like how she said that. Ryan is a good friend of ours.
Ryan's a lovely guy.
He's a great guy. Ryan Palmer, just is coming back now off of surgery. He had that shoulder surgery. And he's hitting the ball as far or further than he's ever hit it right now. He's really playing some good golf.
Yeah,
so pretty exciting stuff to watch him outdrive the young bucks that are out there.
Yeah. Well, both Ryan and Jason Kokrak are big hitters. So it was good to have them both on yesterday.
And we have those interviews that we'll play in subsequent shows this week.
Definitely.
Just to roll tape. Not today, but later this week we'll play those.
Yeah,
also, you interviewed Mark Russell this morning.
Mark Russell, yes, who's
Love
the
Mark.
Vice President of Rules and Competition on the PGA Tour. So basically, Mark is the guy in charge of telling you what you can and can't do. But it was really good to delve into his job because they are in charge of the hole placements every day, the out of bounds marking. If there's any trouble on the course, anything at all, Mark is the guy that has the final say. So
we're
it's good to hear that.
Brendan, we're going to call the Mark Russell segment Move That Rock because he was there when Tiger Woods had the team Move That Rock, mm-hmm. and that was a big controversy, but it was a rule that he took advantage of.
Sure.
And that's what the rules are for. They're to keep the crooked and to keep the honest dishonest.
Well, I said to Mark, do you know every single rule? And he said, I get asked that all the time. But he said, put it this way, any question you have or anyone else has, I can answer. I thought that was probably a good way to think about it.
That's a good way to say
it. Refer to the app.
He's been around a long time here, and He's a great guy, and he's just fun to be around.
I did like the thing he said about if there's a playoff situation this year, how they play 16, 17, and 18.
Yes.
It's not a sudden-death playoff, which is
good. No, I like that better, too. In the past, it was sudden-death, and that going back to 18 is pretty brutal. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's one hiccup. But, we were looking at through some stats and information about this tournament, and when Ricky Fowler won this puppy, he birdied 17 three times.
That's amazing.
The same day. That record probably will never be broken. How do you do that?
That has to be like you're just in this mental state where you can do things. Yeah. Like your body just takes over and you're just in that zone. It's crazy.
So tomorrow morning, I'm looking forward to the 8 or no, on Thursday.
Thursday.
The 8:49 tee time.
Which is?
Paul Casey.
Yep.
Alex Noren.
And?
Russell Knox.
Russell Knox.
The Europeans.
Ran into your brother yesterday.
Yeah, good,
he was coming off 18.
Yep.
In fact, my good friend Cole Pepper with WJXT Sports Television
Cole Pepper.
Here. Cole Pepper. That's exactly how he said it.
Cole Pepper.
Was interviewing Russell, so we walked up, and I was carrying my wife's purse. I had it in my hand, and your brother looked at me.
A fine purse, by the way.
Yeah, it's Fendi, yeah. But your brother looked at me like, what is this all about?
As you're walking towards him.
Yeah, he's like, uh-oh.
Have you spent time with him this week?
No, I haven't. And no, he's been away for a while. Yeah. I haven't seen him for a good few weeks, actually. But I spoke to him yesterday, and he's going to come over and see us later today. He was going to go out and play 9 this morning. Then he was going to meet my mum for lunch.
Good.
And then he said
your
he would come
working
over
mother.
And say hi. Well, she's volunteering. She volunteers at the Players Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday
tell
on
us,
the
tell
range.
Us about that, on the range.
Yeah, and it's funny because everyone says, oh, she does it because Russell plays. I think this is her 11th year. So she's been volunteering, before Russell got onto her. But she loves it. She absolutely loves it. So she works the range and she just yesterday she was sorting out all the signs to make sure they were in alphabetical order. And then she'll take the golf cart and run players and caddies back and forth. So
do the other players know that it's Russell's mom?
I think some of them do by now because
sure.
She's been there a while. But she was saying they've changed a lot this year that each player is only allowed 2 people on the range with them. So,
right.
If they have like their caddy
the
or their
yesterday.
Coach. And she said that's been quite an interesting change because she had to stop a lot of people yesterday getting on the range.
But yeah, they've changed that. It's mm-hmm. It's much like the Masters. You just don't bother the players.
If you have a question, just get someone who's your boss to come and answer it. Like, you don't deal with that. Just put them on to someone
else. Don't run them off.
I think there's some mad media people around there right now.
They've made some changes here. All for the good, I believe.
Yeah, I think so too.
It just really makes it a better experience, in my opinion, for the media.
And obviously they
some don't like it.
Yeah, well, they take the feedback from the players, don't
they?
For
they
this
do.
Is their event.
Yes, this is their event. And this isn't the fifth major. I don't like hearing it being called by anybody the fifth major. This is the Players Championship. It stands alone as the greatest field in golf, period. Period.
I agree.
And it's... It is the premier event of the PGA Tour. And that's the way I look at this tournament. And I think a lot of people do.
I agree with you 100%.
But you hear the fifth major, the fifth major. Wears me out. You know what? There are 4 majors. And actually, there was when Bobby Jones won all 4 in the same year, not the Tiger Slam, but the Grand Slam, it wasn't the same as the majors now. It was a different setup. So anyway, I guess I'm beating this dead horse, but I'm just emphatic. Stop it, Trigger. I'm emphatic about the fact that the Players' Championship is the Players' Championship.
I like it. I mean, I guess it's people's way of just giving the players a lot of merit and saying, as fans, we understand that this is a big tournament. It's not just a normal event on the tour schedule.
No, it really isn't. And we, by the way, Brendan, we had some fun running around, showing off the golf course yesterday. You and I wandered around for a while and looked at the condition of this course.
Oh, it's absolutely fabulous. I mean, you look at the setup, and you see the course without people on it, and then when the tournament starts, it's all filled in. The greens look fabulous, fairways, tee boxes, everything is pristine, the way it should be.
It stopped into the media center and said hello to our executive producer of PGA Tour Radio and this program also, Dave Logue. And I said, Dave, are you going to come over to see the show this week? And he said, nah.
Well, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
He said,
it's okay. Have fun. Enjoy it. We'll see you over here later in the week, which we have a radio booth in the media center that we'll be doing shows in the morning from Marriott Sawgrass, then packing all this up, running across to TPC, and then setting up for the afternoon show that we'll have to do for the team.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, you're leaving. You dog.
I'm out of here.
You dog.
I drop the mic when this thing's over?
Yep.
95
hey,
well,
southbound. Let's do this. We have a special guest that's about to join us. Let's table this conversation, take a quick break, and when we come back, we will be joined by the man who is responsible for us being here. I hope he doesn't regret it. You're listening to Golf Talk America on PGA Tour Radio. Well, there's the music. That means that we're all going to go down to the Marriott's fabulous Pete and Alice Cantina and have a margarita.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was fun last night watching those guys blasting balls in the water.
Yeah, you can go. This place is so cool. Pete and Alice's bar, whatever you want to call it. It's a restaurant, bar.
Tavern.
Sports. You sit outside. And you sit inside. They have pool tables and neat things. But outside, they have great couches, comfort, and they have a floating replica of 17 green out in the water
65
here.
65 yards,
yeah, out there. And we watched people hacking the ball all over the place.
And you could hear by the sound.
You could tell if somebody could play the golf. I thought it was Justin Rose for a minute out there. It looked just like him, the swing and everything, but it wasn't. Anyway.
Did you not do it? Did you not take a shot?
No. I was partaking in their lovely cocktails.
Happy hour.
The libations.
Might make you hit it better. You never know.
Hey,
you should try.
Diane Knox is with us again. Thank you from Secret Golf. Brendan Sweeney, my good friend from the French Lick Resort, always steps in on these road trips and helps us out for a day or two. But joining us now is our host for this week. The general manager of the Marriott Resort, Todd Hickey. Todd, thank you.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you for having us.
Yep,
this
great.
Is rooms great, the staff. I'll tell, and I'm not saying this because you're a host. It's the truth. This staff, you walk past anybody, and everyone speaks to you, and everyone says, how are you doing? Can I help you with anything? Or have a great day, or everyone's happy. That comes down from you.
Yeah,
that's from the top.
It's music to our ears, for sure.
It's the absolute truth.
Thank you.
Like I say, I lived here a lot of years ago for 14 years when this place was built. And it was never like it is right now, truly. It's immaculate. It's pristine. I love it here. Marriott Sawgrass is the best. And you have a pretty good view out these windows.
Oh, it's incredible.
Now, Todd, tell us, you're from Toronto, Canada?
So a little town called Bracebridge, Ontario, actually, just 2 hours north of Toronto.
Okay.
If you look at a map, spin a globe, I'm from the 45th parallel, so halfway between the North Pole and equator, is my little town. So Santa Claus, you know, naturally has a little place there in the summer.
Sure.
But 8,500 people in the winter, and probably 45 or 50,000 in the summer. A lot of cottages, a lot of people come up from Toronto.
Wow, that's pretty neat.
Well, but I like the South. You know, we don't have snow. We don't have snow. Ponte Vedra, no snow.
No snow.
Every once in a while.
You know what? I'll tell you, when I lived here one day, I woke up, I was having coffee, and it was snowing.
Yeah.
For about 5 minutes.
Yeah, and the ground's so warm. We get, you know, 30s in February and March, which is kind of nice to have a little bit of cool weather. But, you know, year-round, it's, I think, 72 degrees average, so.
Next March, we're hoping for 72 degrees.
Third
week in March, right? It'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be good. Yeah. This course, and we talked about that this morning, this course was designed to have this tournament in March, this championship.
Yep.
I shouldn't call it a tournament because it is it's called the Players, period. But it's designed that way. Pete designed it that way. But anyway, let's go to Marriott for a minute and talk about how you got here,
sure.
what you guys did to really just put a whole new face on Marriott Sawgrass Resort.
Yep. So this was built in 1987. So we just celebrated our 30-year anniversary last September. But it was, you know, Marriott's a wonderful company to work for. We have over 6,000 hotels around the country and the world now. And we're a management company, so we manage hotels for other companies that own them. And we have 30 brands, so just about everything you can imagine from, you know, Fairfield Suite, Courtyard, or Residence Inn. More of a long-term stay to, you know, find resorts.
Sure.
So we were this resort was purchased in 2014 by a great company out of Chicago called Cary Watermark Investors,
mm-hmm.
And they purchased the resort, and it was a franchise at the time, and they offered they hired Marriott to run it. So I worked for the company for 24 and a half years. So I came up as general manager October 3rd of 2014, and just like you buy a home. Someone bought the building, handed us the keys, and at midnight the sale went through, and away we went. And then we started a pretty significant renovation. We did a lot of renovations in 2016, so our guest rooms, we did a lot of the exterior, added some touches in our meeting space, touched up the restaurants, did a lot of structural stuff outside. We have a Cabana Beach Club as well, if you get a chance to, when
been
you're off air.
Awesome.
Go collect some shark's teeth and some rays and have a cold Corona.
It was great.
So we did a lot of renovation, and so I'll be here almost 4 years. This is my fourth Players' Championship, so it's been awesome. We spent quite a bit of money, you know, $40 million or so over the course of the 4 years since we've been here to really bring, you know, with the Players' Championship and what they do at TPC Sawgrass, we really want to have the service and the feel when you're in the resort to feel the same as you're playing when you're on the golf course. And the tour really does an awesome job for the players and their families, and we really want to mimic that when they're here. So we've done a lot of culture training. Our culinary program is pretty awesome. We have a great chef, Joe Natoli. He's a fantastic culinarian. If you haven't seen, we have some gardens here.
We walked through that last night.
Yeah, beautiful.
We have a couple of organic gardens. We have 11 beehives on property.
And we saw some monster bees.
Oh, yeah.
Brenda, don't mess with those.
Yeah, don't mess with those
bees. Don't mess with those bees.
Those ones don't make honey.
No.
They make pain.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And, so it's been a great, you know, great 4 years. And, you know, we've been an anchor in the community. We employ over 450 people. So
wow.
It's hard to walk into the stores and meet someone that hasn't worked here, or their cousin hasn't worked here.
I know the same thing.
Their brother didn't get married here or something like that, yeah.
Tell us about these herb gardens I see around here. That's pretty cool.
So we've worked with Urban Garden, and they create these hydroponic towers that have water in it, and we grow herbs and vegetables. We also have a couple downstairs. So they have ultraviolet lights on them.
Yeah, saw those.
Yeah, right, so you can our culinarians and our chefs really like to just go pick stuff. We take them into a banquet room for a big banquet. And we'll pick mint or parsley or herbs right off and put it into salad. And what's really cool at Vines right here, our wine bar, mm-hmm. We have a great bartender, Jamil. He'll pick mint off that thing and just, you know, mush it into a mint julep or a mojito. So he's picking it right in front of you, crushing it, and you're drinking it.
How cool is that?
That is amazing.
So, yeah, and that's all like little touches, you know.
Yeah, it's so good. I love it. I live in Jacksonville Beach, so I'm not far. And I come here a lot. The guys that I work with at Secret Golf, they laugh at me because I'll say, oh, guys, I'm just going to work from home today. From home? Well, okay, no, I'm going to the Marriott at Sawgrass. They're like, there's a surprise.
Yep.
But it's great. I absolutely love it. And that view is unbelievable.
It is.
Because you walk into the lobby,
yep.
The first thing you see is the massive glass windows looking out to the water, the waterfall, and the course.
Yeah. And the golf course, number 13, green over there. So now, outside of this main building, which I know this answer, but I want you to tell our guests or listeners about it, you have the villas also here.
Yes.
What's the scoop on that? How are they set up?
So the villas actually were developed at the same time the hotel was being built, but they were built as private condominiums. So they used to have full kitchens, and each of them are sub-meters. So people bought them as a vacation home or as a place to live year-round. There wasn't as much on A1A and, you know, Ruth's Chris and the steakhouses and Sawgrass Village. Yeah. There wasn't as much development. So I think the way back when, the company had a hard time that was developing that, selling all of them. So the hotel had such great demand when they opened and all this meeting space to fill. They were often finding themselves out of guest rooms. Mm. So they purchased that, and that took our hotel room count up to 514.
514?
Yep. So they're a really great extension. A lot of our athletes, you know, this week love to stay there. There's larger refrigerators, a bit more space, a balcony, and they connect to, they're all a villa suite connecting to a double room. So even for a golf getaway for friends.
Buddy trip.
Yeah, you can put, you know, someone in the bed. There's a great double pull-out couch, and then they connect to a double. So you can put four people there. And there's a great place for people to play cards or hang out. You know, they can cook some snacks and enjoy the company. So they're great.
Yeah, they are great. During one tournament, I leased one years and years ago, although my house was across the street in the country club.
Yeah.
I leased one of those and stayed there so I could just be right on the course.
Yeah.
And that was pretty
lazy.
Nice.
When you walk from the hotel, you kind of feel like you've got a little separation.
Yeah.
And it's between our two pools, so you can meander around. And you actually have great views of 13.
Yes, which is right outside the window here.
Yeah, I did. Absolutely. Yeah. I can tell this because he wasn't the manager then, but we did take an iron off the balcony, and I'm sure that happens now.
Yeah,
people trying to hit a ball over there.
I would bet you a lot of the a lot of the athletes like to fish in their off time, so I'm sure they're probably throwing a couple spinners into that pond.
Some
trying to
big
hit a bass.
Turtles, oh, big turtles out here too. Yeah. Huge turtles.
The wildlife around here is gorgeous though, because a lot of ospreys.
Yep. Now we agreed we weren't going to talk about nightlife.
Well, the wildlife.
Oh, animals. Animals, okay.
Yes. Yeah, ospreys, bald eagles, you know, turtles, raccoons, and all kinds of birds.
Yeah.
Egrets, herons. Yeah, so it's awesome out there.
So every year, this is like your Super Bowl every year. Your
Absolutely.
Your whole team it gets is. Together. You have the athletes, professional golfers. But besides this year, the meeting space, weddings, conventions, how's the rest of the year looking?
Yeah, it's great. We're positioned really well. You know, I think the entire country, hospitality-wise, from all the reports that we get to see, is having a great year. We're experiencing that here. We have a great booking pace for the summer. Business looks great. We flip from a lot of corporate and
sure.
this event to more family-focused weekends and
multi-generational travel.
Yeah, multi-generational travel. and we get a lot of drive market from Atlanta. You know, we're only 2.5 hours from Savannah, 2.5 hours from Orlando, so we're a great location. So people coming down from the north, you know, they may be hitting down to South Florida. We're a great stop for them.
Sure.
They can play some golf, enjoy the beach, the ocean. So, yeah, business is
And
really
now with
good
that new Beltway coming through, too.
Yeah.
It's fabulous.
Well,
yeah.
You guys, the past two nights, we've walked out. We've, you know, done shows and, sure. and interviews and things here all day. But we've walked out to go out to dinner, and you people just, your staff
right
automatically comes up and just says, oh, Mr. Bassett, you know, they know the name,
yep.
right? I mean, it's not just me. I mean, they call every guest by name out front. And where are you going? Well, I'm just going to run over to Nona Blue. Well, let us drive you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just...
Yeah, our team, you know, I think that's, you know, Marriott has this belief that Mr. Marriott Sr., you know, in 1927 opened this 9-stool root beer stand, and that's where we really grew into a 6,000 room. We have 650,000 people that work with us around the world now.
Wow.
So, you know, you take care of your associates. Associates will take care of your guests, and the guests will come back.
Absolutely.
So it's a, you know, it's a recognizable statement for all of us in the business. It's easy to say, hard to do. So you really
You're
have
right.
to make sure you have a great culture. And, you know, we want people that walk down the hallway, no one else has seen them, and they pick that piece of trash up because they can't let themselves go past that trash. It's something inside them.
So it's hospitality.
We try and find those people and hold on to them.
Yeah, so we do the same thing up in French Lake.
Yeah. You can't teach that. You know, that's something that hopefully they were raised really, really well by their parents, and that's where they get that kind of character trait.
You have
I
that
like
exactly
that.
Right.
Yeah. I like that.
That's
yeah.
exactly
nice.
Right. You
Can
are
I ask
an
a quick
extension
question?
Of your parents.
Yep. You were talking about the pools outside. You have a wave pool
Oh, here we
outside.
Go. Here we go.
And yeah. I actually went for a walk around here the other day just to yep. see where we were going to be. I'd never been around the whole property, and it's
okay.
huge.
Yeah, 63
gorgeous
acres.
Walk.
Yep.
But there's a wave pool. And then Frank brought it up. It's like a surf simulator almost. And he yep. said, I'm going to do it. And I said, Frank, if you've said that on the show, it's on tape now.
Yeah.
You have to.
Oh, boy.
Don't worry. We'll put you in a helmet. You wear elbow pads, knee pads. Yeah, it's called the American Wave Machine.
Okay.
Surfstream Rider.
Wow.
I need that. And
the American,
body suit.
The American yeah. Wave Machine.
Before we send you over to the ocean to try it for real, you can test it out on this little 18-inch. Yeah, it's great.
PGA Tour radio host dies in wave pool
oh my
at Marriott gosh, Sawgrass.
Don't say that. Your poor wife yeah. was like, Frank.
Yeah, it's only 18 inches deep with the water. Actually, we just had this weekend Laird Hamilton.
Yeah.
You know, the famous big wave surfer.
Sure.
He was here. We had a great program with our Merit Rewards. We have 100 million members, and five people.
One of them.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I am too.
I am as well.
Five people bid on it, and they used their points to have an experience with Laird Hamilton. So there were five of them, and he did some fitness and yoga, you know, survival in the ocean. And then he surfed with them, and he's a really great inspirational guy. Very fit, too. So, yeah, he was out there doing shredding the surf stream, but it's not open.
Shredding the stream.
We don't have it open this week, you know, with all the athletes. Mm-hmm. They're on the course, so. But normally we're open, you know, 7 days a week, and it's a 20-minute increments. And you don't think 20 minutes is long, but when
yes,
you're surfing, 20 minutes is a long time.
Frank's like,
it's a lifetime.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Try
right
doing
there.
This show for 20 minutes.
It's a lifetime, yeah. Especially yeah. with you,
absolutely.
Frank, I think he was giving you a little nudge there.
I think he does.
A little chin music.
He does that all the time.
Well, Frank, Todd just gave you a way out because it's not open, so.
Yeah.
Oh, see, so I won't be able to do it. I'll come back.
You can do it another time.
Just because it's not the Players' Championship doesn't mean you can't come and enjoy a bunch of stuff.
You got that right.
Absolutely.
You know, all the
for sure.
Well, I love the city. So I love Jacksonville, the beaches. St. Augustine's just right down the street here.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just close to everything here. It's great. Yeah.
So you have buddy trips. How do you like to unwind? I'm throwing that one out there
right
now.
Yeah, so, I'm a culinarian. So first, you know, food and wine is pretty much, you know, my life. I am a golfer. But Mr. Marriott says if you're a general manager in his company, you cannot have a single-digit handicap. Just made me spend too much time on the golf course. Yikes. Not enough time in the hotel. So I'm at 12.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And right? You want to stay there.
I'm in there. I'm in the range. But we, I mean, I love to golf. My kids are really into, I have three teenagers. They really like to golf and do sports. But I have a great annual tradition. And we usually travel the week after Mother's Day. And it's great because we're so busy with the Players' Championship. And we have, you know, a dozen friends or so. And we get together. And one person picks a location to golf. My friends came down to Ponte Vedra last year. And we enjoyed a lot of the local courses. Played Stadium and Valley, the two courses here that are fabulous. And some of the other locations. And we just, it's camaraderie. Someone bought a jacket from Salvation Army. And you win that jacket.
Nice.
And it's really,
oh, that's cool.
It's really scratchy and itchy. I haven't won it yet, but maybe this
on purpose,
will be my year.
What color is the jacket?
So it's like a, it must have been in someone's window in their car because it's a faded maroon.
Okay, lovely.
Well, you know,
I'm tartan.
I'm an Ole Miss graduate, so I'm not a fan of anything maroon, which indicates Mississippi State University, so we won't go there.
Yeah. We call those flyover states.
Yep.
Yeah, well. So
this year, actually, we're going to your location.
How good is that?
Yeah, we're heading to French Lick. So we've never been. We've done Austin and we've done Utah. We've done Orlando. We've done Phoenix a couple times, and it's just up to one of the, you know, whoever puts their hand up the Sunday after we finish. And one of my friends said, "Yeah, let's go to French Lick." So we're excited.
It's really going to be a treat. It's nothing like you've ever experienced before. Yeah. You guys are flying into Louisville? No, you're flying into Nashville.
We're flying to Nashville. Up. We have some friends that work in Nashville, so we're gonna. Caravan, a couple guys come in from California. I'll fly in from here.
3-hour drive.
Yeah, it's a quick flight from here. So
you're really going to spend the night in Nashville and then go up, or just?
Yep.
Are you? Well, text me, call me, whatever.
Yeah,
I'll buy you a drink. That's my hometown.
Yeah, I love Nashville.
Plus, you guys manage, you know, the Opryland Hotel. Marriott does.
Actually, my good friend's the director of finance at Gaylord Opryland. So that's who we'll be heading up with. And it's a good group of guys. You know, everyone's around the same handicap. We have a competition, 54 holes, no. Just all strokes, lowest score at the end, wins the scratchy, itchy, faded maroon.
So when you're playing our Pete Dye golf course, when we play, we always attribute lost balls to par.
Okay.
So if you go and said I shot a 94, it means I lost 9 balls and had 4 pars.
Yeah.
So take that into consideration when you're playing.
That's a good way to think about it. Yeah,
that's
like that.
But it's great. You're actually love it. You have to check out the West Baden Springs Hotel.
Okay.
It was the world's largest freestanding dome from 1901 to 1963 when they built the Astrodome.
Yeah.
So it's cool. And the people, you talk about passion and employees. We did a $600 million renovation to the property. And we brought back a community that was starved for everything.
Oh yeah,
another great treat. You have 12 guys?
I think this year there's 10 of us.
Cool. Yeah, there's some really 1875 their steakhouse. You love it.
Brendan's going to set up something for you.
Yeah, we'll do something.
Yeah, I'll shoot you the travel notes and stuff. Yeah. We're really excited. It's fun. You know, we're so, you know, there's months of preparation, obviously, coming into the Players Championship. And then we do this every week. So, you know, next week we have a big convention check-in and the athletes leave, another convention arrives.
Sure.
But it's a great way to decompress with some friends and a few cold cocktails and some golf and a lot of laughs and, you know.
So I have to ask you, Valley course, Stadium course, which one's tougher to you?
I mean, the Stadium is a tough track. But, you know, Valley has I live on the first hole in Dyes Valley, right on the right-hand side. I'm a wedge to the green. Not that I hit that often, you know. I think there's more water comes into play on Dyes Valley.
It does.
There's a bit more undulation on a few holes. The back nine, there's quite an undulation. If you play from the I don't play from the tips, but if you do and it's windy, it's a tough track.
It's tough.
Aren't they having the Web.com championship there?
That's exactly where they did.
Yeah, they had the Web.com tour championship here a couple years ago.
Yep.
And then they just held the McKenzie tour, Q School, on Dyes Valley, and I think they're going to try and bring that back again next year. So I love it. I step in my backyard, and I can see these awesome young stars in the tour.
Oh, the Canadians coming down.
Yeah, absolutely.
Old home week.
Yeah.
Get out the moose call.
You know, in Canada, we're very friendly people, so I put the Canadian flag out and just a cooler of beer, and everyone wants to grab one as they go by.
That's nice.
Yeah, I think, Stadium will beat you up.
It will.
If you don't drive the golf ball straight on Stadium, you don't have to be long, but you're dead.
It's a Pete Dye course.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, tomorrow on the show, Brendan's leaving to go back to his full-time job.
Yes.
And we're bringing in Mark Zucchino tomorrow to co-host with us, with Diane and I, who is the host of Golf Talk Canada.
Oh, okay, awesome.
So Mark will be here with us tomorrow.
Swing by and say hello.
Yeah, swing by and say hello. He's from Toronto, lives there.
Yep.
And we call it a border crossing every time he comes down do the show.
Yeah. So climbing the wall. Yeah.
He does PGA Tour Radio, play-by-play, and he's the guy who screams and hollers and talks to the players' balls. Go ball!
Yeah.
He gets so excited, we need to calm the boy down.
That's
no
great.
Coffee, but... Todd Hickey, the general manager of the Marriott Sawgrass Resort, and our host for the week here for Golf
Thank
Talk
you
America.
For your hospitality.
Oh, my pleasure.
This look place is
to,
special.
Look
place
forward
is,
to seeing you through the weekend.
This place is super special.
If we can do anything else for all of you to make you more comfortable, let us know.
Oh, it's,
we
it's,
love it.
Yeah. Nothing else you could do. It's perfect.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, Todd Hickey. When we come back, more from the Golf Talk America crew in regard to the 2018 Players' Championship. I mean, come on, man. This is it. You're listening to PGA Tour Radio. This is Golf Talk America. Welcome back, everybody. We're live at the Marriott Sawgrass Resort, Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida. The 2018 edition of the Players' Championship this week, and boy, the excitement's starting to grow. The activity level here in the hotel is getting crazy. Lots of players, walking through, saying hi, stopping by. More players will be through today for interviews that Diane will be doing. Diane Knox, who's my co-host this week, along with Brendan Swinney from the French Lick Resort, my co-host. But Diane will be doing some interviews for Secret Golf, secretgolf.com, that will be also placed on the Golf Talk America shows the rest of the week. We'll be inserting some of these interviews from players. Diane's going to stay here and work all day, and we're going to the beach.
I'm hitting the highway.
You're hitting the highway.
Well, you're leaving,
I'm going to the
of
beach.
Course.
Pam is leaving to go back to Nashville. I'm on my own. This is trouble. This is real trouble.
Don't
here.
Worry, Pam. I'll keep an eye on him from up here.
Oh, Lord. Hey, guys, let's before we get out of here and wrap this thing
Scottish
up.
Scottish hammer.
I want to talk about the Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Ricky Fowler playing together in the first two rounds this year. I mean, we've already discussed the fact that there will be a herd moving around, but right there at 152 on Thursday, but who's right before them?
Well, I mean, you can see where a lot of people are going to be because Phil, Ricky, and Tiger off tee number one at 152. The group before at 141 off tee number one. Henrik Stenson, Sergio Garcia, and last week's Wells Fargo champion, Jason Day. So there are going to be thousands and thousands of people.
How about the one before that?
The one before
got
that.
Got Reed, Rahm, and Hideki Masayama.
It's going to be just... Snedeker, Horschel, and Matt Kuchar are right before them.
Yeah, you can look at every single... That's why it's the greatest field in golf here. And it draws an enormous crowd. But as we were saying earlier, that grouping of Phil, Tiger, and Ricky...
We ran into Brent as we were leaving. He was checking in last night, coming in from Nashville. So
I saw him at Starbucks this morning.
Oh, did you?
Yep.
Did you say hi?
No. I kind of looked in his direction, and we did like that half-smiley nod thing. Where it's like
an
acknowledgement.
What is the half smiley nod things for our radio friends out there?
Yeah. Who was it that you saw this morning that while we were doing show prep I looked up?
My dad? Is that who you're talking about?
No, I'm not talking about your father. It was the man that you had your arms around. Who was that?
Oh, I said hi to Martin Keimer.
Yeah.
Gave him a hug. Yeah. Lovely person.
Yeah, that hug lasted a long time.
Okay.
Okay, so let's talk about the guys. Let's talk about the group after. So you have Phil, you have Tiger, and you have Ricky. What about the post effect of everybody moving? You have Andrew Landry, Austin Cook, and Xander Schauffele.
Poor guys.
Yeah.
Poor guys.
Well, Andrew Landry is one of our secret golf guys, and I'm talking to him this afternoon, so I'll ask him that question.
That's a good question.
You know, but Andrew Landry won the Valero Texas Open a few weeks ago, so this is his first Players, too, so...
He's a first timer.
He's going to be feeling
Remember
good.
Last year, Brendan, or year before last, the first year they did the first timers interview where they all gather out on the veranda
Jamie
area.
Jamie Lovemark, Tony Finau.
And we met Finau
Pat
for the first
Mazzari.
Time. And so crazy, Finau met me one time, met us that one time.
Nice
I'm at the
Players'
Tour Championship at Eastlake. And I'm standing there on the putting green talking to Todd Lewis from the Golf Channel. And Tony walks by and says, Mr. Bassett, how are you? I mean, I was like, he met me once. How did he I mean, what a nice young man Tony Finau is. He's a special person.
He definitely is.
And he's not hurt, thank God, after what happened at the Masters in the par 3 contest.
So, Noxie, this week, what does it mean to you to have your brother playing in this thing, have your family all around? What's your game plan going to be for the week?
It's an amazing feeling, and... You're so proud. I always say to people, you know, Russell playing in the Players is just an amazing moment because it's something he dreamed of doing as a young boy before he even went to college or even thought about turning professional. You know, it was always a dream. So it means a lot. I'm trying to juggle everything this week, to be honest. Russell's one of our secret golf guys, so that makes life a little bit easier when it comes to spectating too. But I want to definitely take some time. I think Friday I'm going to try and walk pretty much his whole round with him to watch him. And then, yeah, it's good. My mum's here. She volunteers Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. My dad will come and watch. And the good thing is we live here. Russell lives just across the street. I'm 10 minutes one way. My mum and dad are 10 minutes the other way. So we know a lot of people that will come. He always has a good group walking around with him. And I'm looking forward to it.
Is it tough, like, maneuvering your way through the crowds? Trying to get through them?
Not really.
Catch a tee shot?
Not really. Tee shots are hard to watch, but I feel like we have the strategy down that you always just have to walk a little bit further. My mum will walk way down because she likes to see where the ball lands.
Right.
So most of the time, I'll see my mum for maybe 2 holes out of 18. She'll be down at the green most of the time. I like to just stay a little bit down so I can kind of see where the ball lands and then walk ahead a wee bit.
What was it like growing up? Your brother was a heck of a phenom golfer, but mm-hmm. as a junior golf program in Scotland, the time and dedication that your parents dedicated to getting Russell to point A to point B in practice and whatnot.
They really
because
did.
You grew up in the north.
Yes.
Inverness.
Mm-hmm. In Inverness, in the Highlands of Scotland. And yeah, they really did. Russell always says it too. My mum and dad devoted a huge amount of time and money, let's be honest.
Sure.
You know, Russell came over here. My dad's American, so that really did help when they relocated over here. Russell moved over here in 2001.
Not to interrupt you guys, but that noise you hear in the background is the efficiency of the Marriott. They keep it very, very clean.
I thought it was
They're
the
vacuuming. I did. It sounds like a blender, doesn't it?
Starbucks.
I didn't mean to interrupt. But proceed. Proceed.
2003, Russell moved over here to go to university at Jacksonville. And my mom and dad moved over the year after. So it helped Russell because he didn't, you know, once he had finished at college, he could stay on. We're dual nationals, so he could stay and live here. But, you know, yeah, they definitely put a lot of time into helping Russell when he was younger and driving him here, there and everywhere. I remember when I passed my driving test, because I'm 2 years older than Russell, he would be like, Diane, what are you doing on Saturday morning? I would say, I'm having a lie-in, staying in bed. Can you please take me to the golf course at 6 a.m.? So definitely is. It's definitely something that everyone chipped in, and we all couldn't be prouder of the fact that he's getting to live out his dream week after week right now.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. It's good. I'm looking forward to cheering him on.
Obviously, you know, since your bro's playing, what are his tour pals like?
He's good friends with David Lingmer.
That was a hell of a blender trick.
Those margaritas are ready, baby. Do you hear that blender going in the background? It wasn't a vacuum cleaner.
Good friends with David Lingmer. A lot of the guys that live around here.
Right.
Brian Stewart. You know, I always say that to Russell. But he's like, well, at the end of the day, we're competing week after week.
Sure.
So when you're away at a tournament, you don't really... The way he looks at it is, I don't really want to be going out for dinner and having, you know, conversations, because you're competing against each other, and tour life is a little bit different, I guess. You know, his wife travels sometimes with him, and I think it's probably something that is hard to juggle at times.
What happened?
That Russell likes to be at home. He doesn't like to be eating out in restaurants and staying in hotels. He likes to be home lying on his couch watching TV.
What happens when you guys are together and that crazy Skechers commercial comes on with Russell in the goggles and the big fans blowing on him?
That's funny.
And that's what do y'all do? Just look at him and make fun of him?
I make fun of him all the time.
It's a funny commercial. It really is a good commercial.
And the amount of people that will send me pictures of that, I'm like, oh my gosh, here we go again. But as I said, all of these little things, you're just proud, because it doesn't matter who he is or what he does, he's still my little brother. So I'm always going to be proud.
Hey, before we wrap this up, I was looking at some notes here about Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy, and Justin Thomas, who are playing together, right? The total rounds they've played together, Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas, are 26. You know, they played junior golf together, competed against each other. Better score by Thomas, 13 over 11 for Justin Thomas over Jordan Spieth. I did not realize that he's beaten him more than Jordan's beaten him in the rounds that they played together. And if you go back, guys, and look at the matchup of Fowler and this team, Ricky Fowler and Tiger Woods have played together only 8 times. Better score by Fowler, 2, Tiger Woods, 5.
Okay.
So he's 5 over 2 for that. Now, if you put together Ricky Fowler and Phil Mickelson, total rounds played together, 25. Better score by Fowler, Take a guess who's beaten whom, Fowler or Mickelson?
Fowler.
I would say Mickelson.
That would be a winner. Phil Mickelson, 14-9 for Fowler.
There we go.
So that's pretty cool stuff.
Hey, then another goofy stat.
Yeah.
You're talking about March versus May?
Yes.
The average score to win, winning score?
-9.
12. Both of them.
Both same month?
Same.
Average winning score?
Yep.
Really? Good look up, that crack. Right
here.
Staff, right here.
It's in my notebook.
It's in your notes.
It was not opened.
That's a cute notebook, by the way.
It's sparkly. My daughter got it for me. You want to make fun of it now?
No, I don't. Moo is special. I love her.
She's
sweet. So, anyway, it's been a lot of fun today. Having Todd Hickey, our host here, Marriott Sawgrass Resort, was great. A lot of players are out there practicing.
Athletes. Something that we strive to be.
And the patrons also are here. So, and we'll be out on the course checking things out this afternoon, out on the range, over at the Media Center. Diane, you'll be doing some interviews.
Yep,
get them ready.
Oh, I have a long list of people today, actually. I have Patton Kizzire, Brian Harmon, Russell Knox.
Russell who?
Mark Leishman, Andrew Landry. Is that my itinerary for today? I think so. I think that's
Martin Keimer's not coming back?
Gosh,
oh, we're going to get her on this one.
She
thinks Martin Keimer's special.
Can we stop
and he
with
is.
This, please?
He is. And he won this tournament, by the way. And he won it in the dark. So, I mean, it was...
Just a little German between us.
Yes, understandable.
Wow.
Anyway, thanks, everybody, for listening. Brendan Sweeney, you're going to be on the road. Please drive carefully.
Yes, I will be at a Waffle House near you very soon.
Don't. Hey, you were driving 105 miles an hour when you looked down and realized it the day before yesterday.
It's a great car.
Or yesterday. It is a great car. You spent a lot of money on that brand
new
car.
And that stretch between St. Augustine and Daytona is like nothing.
No, there's nothing there.
Boring. On the way to Palatka. Yes.
I-95 south to I-4 across to Orlando.
You got it, buddy. Well, hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for the line. We appreciate everything. And it's always great seeing the lovely Pam.
Yep, Pam's heading back to Nashville today. You're heading to Orlando.
Noxie, we'll catch you down the road.
It was so good to see you. Drive safe. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, everybody. We appreciate you listening to us. We love each and every one of you. For Todd Hickey, for Brendan Sweeney, and for Diane Knox and the Secret Golf Team, Frank Bassett, thank you so much, everybody. You're listening to Golf Talk America on PGA Tour Radio, and we'll be back again tomorrow live from the Marriott Sawgrass.